Yes, he's. I think he's a much improved quarterback. He hasn't played quarterback a long time. He was a wide receiver for much of his career at Texas A&M. He's got outstanding speed, can extend plays, and he's got a 55-plus yard arm. So he's got a world-class speed wide receiver in Mike Wallace, and he's done a very good job, and he looks more comfortable in their offense.
From the stats, it looks like he's spreading it around the Hartline Wallace and the Chris Clay kid. Is that accurate?
That's very accurate. In the first game, Brian Hartline seemed to be his main target. The Clay kid in both games, and then Mike Wallace in the second ball game. So they've got some guys that can do things after the catch.
I guess Perret has a pretty rare situation there, going up pretty much directly against his brother. Any advice for him? Or?
I'm sure they've had lots of battles growing up. I'm sure that if you talk to Perret's brother down in Miami, he's won the majority of them. I'm sure if you ask Perret here, he's probably won them. So it is an interesting dynamic, but it'll be fun to watch those guys go out and compete.
Have you seen it being Tannehill's second year that Sherm's got a little bit more trust in him, let him do a little bit more on the offense?
Well, he's familiar with Coach Sherman because he played for him at Texas A&M. And I think it's a natural maturation process that every quarterback goes through, that they give him more of the playbook.
The way that Asante finished last year, being missing a couple games injured and having some troubles the first couple games this year, do you worry that that's something that could continue?
I don't worry about that. Asante is working his tail off to get back, and he's going to hopefully be ready to go this weekend. I know that the injury report will say that he did not participate today. So,
have you noticed their pass protection has struggled at times a bit too, Miami, that is?
Well, they've given up some quarterback hits, and they've got, I think, a new line. They've kind of rejuggled their line, moved their right tackle over left tackle, got a new right tackle in. So they're going, they're going through that unit's development. That's the thing I think that happens in O-lines, not just, just not individuals. They have to kind of gel together.
What did you say about their defense that they haven't allowed a point in the fourth quarter and just six in the second half through eight this year?
Well, they're playing with a lot of confidence. They've done a very nice job not only in the third and fourth quarter, but they're one of the top teams in the league in terms of points, points allowed. So they're doing a very nice job. Kevin Coyle and his staff, they bring a lot of pressure from a lot of different areas.
And the what has been their issue with the tight ends? They have been giving up yards to Cam Jordan and Kobe Fleener.
Well, that's two pretty good tight ends that they've had to defend. And they're going to have to defend against, another pretty good one this week as well. So,
pretty good.
Yeah, he's pretty good.